Today's first reading is a very short selection from the prophet Jeremiah. I've been thinking a lot about prophets this week, in part because of preparing a homily for this weekend, but mostly because in my duties at Jesuit High School, I teach a couple of sections of eighth grade theology where these past couple of weeks we've been thinking about the Old Testament prophets. They're an interesting bunch of people, different personalities, different times. As I tell the boys, they're a lot like angels in the sense that both the prophets and the angels are beings who have been entrusted with a message from God. They're messengers. Messengers who speak something that God wants to have spoken. But there's a big difference between them because angels are spirits. They don't have bodies. Human beings, the prophets do, and to no small degree because of that, they face a lot more opposition than the angels do. They get beat up sometimes. Their lives get threatened when they deliver God's message. That's not clear in today's first reading, Jeremiah. In fact, he kind of has pretty good news to portray in terms of what he says. But it is true that the job of a prophet is very difficult. And why is that? Well, a prophet is someone who is called by God to speak the truth with love for a good purpose. A prophet is someone who is called by God to speak the truth with love for a good purpose. And you and I know, can come up with thousands of examples where we can say, people don't want to hear the truth. And some of these poor prophets face situations where people really didn't want to hear the truth. They were being called by God. The message was, let go of your idols. Stop worshiping something other than God. Or they were saying, man, you got to get your act together because the way you behave toward each other, the way you behave toward other people, it's got a long, long way to go. You're acting in immoral ways. You're not respecting yourselves or someone else by your behavior. And that's the truth. Now, you and I know that as difficult as it is sometimes to tell the truth, to speak the truth to someone, it's even more difficult to speak it in a way that's with love. How many times I won't speak about you, have I been tempted to tell somebody what the truth is, but more as a weapon, right? I'm going to tell this person the truth with the motivation of hurting them rather than helping them. And so that's why that phrase and the definition of a prophet is really important. They are people who speak the truth with love for the purpose of achieving some good, of bringing people back to God, of bringing people into an awareness of what it really brings happiness. And they get beat up. Believe it or not, that brings me to today's gospel. I know that in the gospels, Jesus speaks about the fact of John is kind of the greatest of all the prophets in this, but if you take my definition of what a prophet means, there's no doubt that Jesus is the prophet. He's the one who speaks the message of the Father consistently, purely, perfectly, with love, for the sake, for the good of the people. He is the prophet. And what does he say in today's gospel? Well, if they sound a little familiar, it's because in another version, in Matthew's gospel, we know them as the Beatitudes, as part of the Sermon on the Mount. But Luke's not quite as tender as Matthew. Luke is a little bit more blunt. He speaks the truth all right, but there's a bluntness to it. There's, at least for me, more of a challenge, because in this situation in which he tells people, this is what makes you blessed. This is what makes you happy. He doesn't overly spiritualize it. He faces a world like we face a world in which there are a lot of people who are suffering, who are poor, who are hungry. A lot of people are insulted by other people or abused by other people. And he seems to be saying that there is a blessedness, there is a blessing, excuse me, even in those situations. That's tough to hear. That's tough to hear. My question is this. Luke tells us situations in which we are blessed. It's a word that basically means happy. Deeply, in deep happiness and deep peace. I ask you, as you reflect on your own lives, what really makes you happy? What can you say makes you blessed? I'm not talking material things, but what really brings you a blessedness and a happiness? You know, in the life of a Jesuit, which I am, we make a 30-day retreat at least twice in our lives. One, when we first enter the Jesuits and you're during this period in which you're trying to figure out or discern whether or not this life really is the one that you're being called to. You make this 30-day retreat of what are known as the spiritual exercises. And then years later, if you've been preparing to be a priest, even after you've been ordained a priest, but before you take final vows, you make another 30-day retreat. And obviously, where you are at the age of maybe 38 or 40 is a lot different than where you are when you're 20 or 24. I very clearly remember that when I made my retreat as an older guy, when I was in this thing called tertianship, when I made the retreat for the second time, and when I was asked by my director to reflect on the Beatitudes, he said, "Now I want you to think about your own Beatitudes. When are you blessed? When do you know yourself as blessed? And when do you know yourself as not blessed, as unhappy, or even as cursed? What is it that makes you happy?" It's a wonderful exercise. I still remember it very well and occasionally go back and look at some notes that were taken during it. Jesus speaks the truth with love for our good, and he tells us that these are the circumstances in which we will find our meaning and find our happiness. Do I believe it or not? Do I accept the words of the prophet? Do I accept the words of Jesus? Quite a challenge. Let's pray this day that we might, with great humility, but also with great trust, as called to in our readings today, with great trust, really do find in our relationship to God and our relationship, loving relationships with each other, what it is that brings us happiness, that makes us blessed.